What's up, everybody? This is Cub, and welcome to The Hooligans.
I'm Lyle.
Alternate intro. No, we're not switching places.
Oh, I thought we were switching bodies.
Well, no, I said I was Cub, so.
Well, I'm Lyle.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm my cat.
I'll be
Corn. You can be Petey Pablo from Mario.
Oh, Petey Pablo.
A.K.A. Peter Piranha.
Have we talked about, like, Mario kind
of
characters
we did.
And stuff?
Well, yeah. All right, let's start this again. What's up, everybody?
All right.
Okay.
What's up, everyone?
Ooh. I just spilled coffee all over myself. it's all over my groin. Yeah, because I laughed while I drank it, but it just spit out. It was just a weird sequence of events. I'm sorry.
All right.
What's okay, up, take eight. Take nine.
It's just not okay. Happening today.
Everyone just stopped for like a second.
Okay. I'm okay.
What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Karen.
I'm Cub. I've been laughing that whole time.
Me too.
What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans. It is season two, that was kind of just arbitrarily decided because... Like, you know, it's been hit or miss at the beginning of this year. I started a new job, so my schedule's been kind of hectic, and, you know, I just needed some time to get used to it. But I am ready. Every week, new episodes. The Hooligans. Us.
Whoa.
We are
Whoa.
Here.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
We
Back are and here.
Butter
we
than
are
ever.
Here. Back and butter than ever.
Oh, that's a great, like, butter slogan.
Well, yeah. It's from iCarly. We didn't come up with that.
Oh.
But it is
but
a good line.
But it is a good butter slogan.
So, we are gonna just talk about some stuff today, as per usual. But I want to start out with my victory. My Funko victory.
There was an incident.
There was an incident. So, for those who don't know us, me and Care, and to some extent Cub, but not nearly as much, love no. Funko Pops.
Love them.
They're amazing. They're just super collectible. Like, they have every type of pop culture thing you could ever want.
I have so many.
Yeah, I might be, like, coming up on you, Care.
It's possible.
I've got, like, tons of Power Rangers, Cat Dog, some football ones, just, like, anything. But they have an app... And on Twitter, if you screenshot your wish list from that app and just, like, put the hashtag in, there's a chance that they'll pick you to win. And I've done it a couple times, and I finally won. So, on my wish list were Backstreet Boys, Gladiator, and the movie Tombstone. So, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'll get one of each. No. I got the box this Thursday, and it had every single one, not counting the exclusives, but I wasn't really expecting that.
He got 11.
I got 11 Funkos for free.
Wow. What's the value on
11.
That?
And I said 11, and that was too many Funkos. Not.
Well, if you think they're probably like $10 to $12 each.
I was so excited.
Wow. The app never works for me.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work out.
Like the Polar Express for the runt kid.
The runt kid.
Screw that runt kid.
I was going to ask you how the runt was.
Well, we
Welcome to the real world, jackass.
What's his name? Billy?
Billy.
He's like the only one with a name. I'm not a big fan of that movie, Care.
I like it.
I mean, it's good. It's overrated.
It's not great.
Grobe does the theme song. Children.
What's your stance on Tom Hanks?
Ooh, love the Hanks.
So in on Tom Hanks. Although, I was just talking to one of my friends yesterday. Recently, his movies have been pretty much just Oscar bait.
That's true.
But in his prime, Tom Hanks is amazing. Like Castaway.
Oh, yeah.
How's Wilson?
Oh, that's so sad.
Wilson, so sad. I'm sorry.
You know what part always unnerves me about that movie is when the whale swims under him?
Yeah.
Because it's so big.
That's just such a good movie. And there's like the whole bittersweet ending because
he carried that whole movie.
But Helen Hunt thought he was dead, so she got married and had a kid and should definitely leave both of them for Tom Hanks.
Helen Hunt needs to leave her family.
Clearly.
And get with Tom Hanks because he deserves it.
I've got a little cat co-host next to me right now.
Ooh, which one?
Oh, Raul.
You were playing Pokemon Go. Oh.
I was just going to open it.
No.
Oh. The truth has been revealed.
I just wanted to see if there were any good Pokemon around. And there's a trash bag Pokemon.
What is that?
What does that mean?
Its name is Trubbish.
Oh.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's like a garbage bag with eyes, literally.
Hmm.
Okay, I turn it off.
What would your Pokemon names be?
Like, like my Pokemon name?
Yeah.
Charizard? Like
or Carapix?
What?
Carapix?
Carapix? Like a hair pick? Like I'm just a hair pick?
No, like Vulpix.
Like Vulpix.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Mine would
Vulpix
be.
Is my fave.
Mine would be Lyle Free.
Where is Lyle Free? Oh, you can't say it, though.
What? Bulbasaur?
Bulbasaur.
No!
You need to get the Funko Bulbasaur. They have one.
Yeah, they do.
They just came out with a Funko Vulpix. Well, it's not out yet, but I pre-ordered it. Because Vulpix is the best. Lyle, I don't think you're ever getting a Butterfree.
Well, oh, man.
They should make one.
Butterfree kind of sucks, though.
Butterfree is my favorite.
I mean, he's kind of weak, though.
Well, I never finished I started playing Pokemon Yellow, I think. And I have a Butterfree.
Oh, you were
going
to make a level 100
I was going to train it to be level 100. Never happened, though.
It should have, like, really tough, like, skills.
It has, like, Fire Blast somehow.
Bow hunting skill.
All right, so we actually do have a topic for today. And we are going to talk about, it's kind of fitting since we were talking about Pokemon, like, cartoons that we used to watch. Now, we did Best TV already, but that was mostly, like, grown-up shows. Adult shows. Adult shows sounded bad.
Adult films.
Well, grown-up shows sounds like you're 4 years old, Lyle. Well, playing so with your Butterfree and your Funko Pop.
Yeah! But no, we're going to just talk about some cartoons. Stuff that we weren't allowed to watch when we were little.
There were.
Controversy.
There was some controversy. But, I'll start. I loved Cat Dog. No one else seemed to like Cat Dog as much as I did.
Cat Dog
was
weird.
Like, obsessed with it.
Also, how does he poop? How do they poop?
I don't want to presume, but I think it would just probably come out of the mouth of one of them.
Was Kelsey Grammer
like
in that show?
Was Kelsey Grammer in it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
As who?
I thought one of the dog or cat.
No. Cat was voiced by Jim Cummings of Disney fame.
Who voices like everyone. And the and dog was SpongeBob. SpongeBob.
Remember
Winslow?
Winslow. What are you nuts?
Yeah, I remember. What are you, nuts?
What about Mean Bob?
I'm Mean Bob and I'm mad.
Oh, man. I don't really remember him.
The greaser dogs.
Oh, yeah. And the little poodle one. Like
Shriek wanted dog.
Dog.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And then at one point, Cat wanted Shriek, I think.
Yeah, and I don't remember why.
Odd. I think she got pretty.
I think so. Not a great message. It's like Grease, but for animals.
Get them on the wall.
Oh, I was like, what?
Lyle, stick with it here.
Get them on the wall. Do ba 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 ba. Anyway, I liked Cat Dog, but I think I was the biggest fan of it. Care.
My favorite Nickelodeon cartoon was Angry Beavers.
Oh, it was yes.
So good.
It was so good.
Like, I shared a picture, like, a couple of years ago, and it just came up on my feed, and it was Ted Browman, I eat me.
What was the snack that they ate?
Lickety Splits.
You kind of wanted to eat it, but it was just a piece of wood with sap.
Sounds good to me.
There's a lot of fake foods I'd want to eat.
Yeah, Krabby Patty. That's probably
Scooby
the biggest
snacks.
One.
What about Beaver Fever?
Oh.
Beaver Fever
is one of the best cartoon episodes.
It's so good.
What did they were bigger than sliced bread, right?
Yes, and then everybody revolted.
But then didn't they just say they were physically larger than sliced bread? And everyone was like, oh. Yeah.
They
so
like
good.
Grabbed the burning CDs back out of the
pyre.
Or whatever they were supposed to be.
Yeah. Oh.
No, Angry Beavers was so good. Daggett and Norbert.
Bing.
It was Norbit.
No,
it was not Norbit. That's Eddie Murphy.
Hercules.
That's the Nutty love. Professor.
Oh, my.
But, yeah. Bing, yeah, the Stump.
Stump. Berry. Tree flower.
I forgot
about
it's
all coming back to me.
Yeah. The wolf. Some things just didn't have names.
Yeah, the wolf didn't. What else didn't?
There were probably just other side. I think there was another bear.
Yeah, I think so. Silent Wind of Doom, whoosh.
The blood-sucking leeches. There's always, the scientist who is, super dumb.
Do you remember we would...
Now I just want to watch the Angry Beavers.
We would do the blood-sucking leeches.
With sleeping bags.
With sleeping bags, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just get in a sleeping bag and crawl around.
Yep, which was difficult, but what happened.
Yeah. That was my favorite cartoon.
Cub, how about you?
I'm going to go with a classic, in my opinion, Doug.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Doug
on a trash can.
Oh, man.
Drumming
Doug
on the
taught
street.
Us some major life lessons.
It did.
He actually did. What about Principal Butt Savage?
Never showed him.
They never showed
great
him.
Name.
What about Vice Principal Lamar Bone?
Yeah.
Love Lamar Bone.
The
also Mr. Dink.
Who?
Mr. Dink.
Mr. Dink.
The neighbor. How about Pork Chop?
Bully Collie Bulldog. Remember you always would do.
Oh, yeah. The Bully Collie Bulldog. Great Pyrenees.
No, it was such
we got,
a good show.
Wait,
though.
It went like, it went, we got Doberman Pinscher, Beagle Pekingese, Bully Collie Bulldog, Great
Border
Pyrenees.
Collie Bulldog, Great Pyrenees.
Oh, it's Border Collie.
Yeah, like what?
I never knew that. So what
it's,
was
no,
the
Bully
song? Just like the Pork Chop song? I don't even remember.
So the reason why you never knew it was Border Collie is Cub always sings it Bully Collie. Like every time.
So for those who don't remember, I don't even remember what there was just a Pork Chop rap, but what was the context?
Don't have one. Maybe he was
don't
a
need
butt.
One. Maybe.
And they were listing off types of dogs, which a Border Collie, as you know, is a dog. Wow.
I mean, close.
It definitely is. But then it got terrible because they ended it on Nickelodeon, then moved it to Disney.
And what about Quail Man, though? Oh, like, we didn't even mention Quail Man.
Quail Man was clutch.
Why do I not have Funko Quail Man?
That's a good question, because they have it.
They do.
And Quail Dog. Quail Man was just Doug with underwear on the outside, which is not convenient.
And a belt on his head.
Yes. How did he get it to look like that? Belts.
I was just
look
looking
like
at
that.
A picture of it. I don't know, because like the top of it, he had like the quail thing. Quail goiter on his head.
Whoa.
Quail feather adornment? I don't know.
And accoutrement. Banging on a trash
can. Banging on a trash can. The one I keep
How's the
thinking
word?
Of is where Bones was like skateboarding.
It was just a bone.
Oh, yeah.
Bone.
Yeah, he like had amnesia or something and was like a teenager.
He like regressed.
Yep. Yeah. There were a couple, like, because that happened on Rugrats too with Stewie, remember?
Stewie.
Oh, yeah.
I love stew pickles.
Oh.
What about Mr. Fiend?
Mr. Fiend was the best episode of Rugrats in existence. You will not change my mind.
Hands
that.
Down. Yes.
I can't think of what would even go against it.
Me either, because it's just so good.
What about the one where they're like all grown up or whatever?
But they had baby heads.
Yeah.
They still had their baby heads, but they had adult bodies.
Yeah. And Chucky had like a chocolate milk mustache.
Yes.
Or were you talking about the one where they were actually, like, teenagers?
No.
Okay.
That was a Jace.
Rugrats
was
like
solid. It was not something that I would want to, like, necessarily watch all the time, but it was good.
It went on way too long, similar to another show that they have on Nickelodeon right now. One SpongeBob SquarePants.
Spring Poop Squirepin needs to stop.
The original SpongeBobs were elite, though.
Like, the first 4 years of it are some of, like, not even just kid shows, but some of the funniest cartoons or, like, shows of all time.
Well, I know Cub's favorite episode is Sandy's Rocket.
Definitely.
Going to the moon.
Moon ride. Where SpongeBob must have killed a lot of people. Because, like, Sandy looks out and there's, like, a cemetery from, like, the last time SpongeBob helped her. And you're like, wait, what?
That incident with the Whirlybird.
Is he a murderer?
I wouldn't say a murderer, per se, but he's definitely responsible for some deaths.
My favorite episode Involuntary was Nasty Patty.
I love the Nasty Patty where they think they killed the health inspector.
The original SpongeBobs were great, though. Patrick, are you coming? Yes.
He's just, like, staring at the wall. Squidward the unfriendly ghost. I have a confession to make. You're bald?
No, I'm not bald.
I'm alive. Now tell them all to go home.
Go home.
No. The best SpongeBob is Band Geeks.
Band Geeks is so good.
Sweet Victory is, like, it's one of the best Squidward cartoon moments. He won.
Also, Squidward gets a win.
Squidward gets a win. Squidward gets a win.
Which never happens.
No.
Go, Squidward, because we're all Squidwards. Let's just
deep down,
we're all Squidwards.
No employee wants to be a Squidward. But then, there were some shows, though, that we weren't allowed to watch, or had, like, an on-again, off-again relationship.
We were never allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy.
Nope, never. Which, for good reason. I mean...
Yeah, I've seen some stuff from that, and I'm like, well, yeah, I can see why they didn't want us to watch that.
I mean, for one, it was just super weird, but it was also pretty inappropriate. It was, like, 1991, and, like, the creators said that no one really cared what they did at Nickelodeon at that point, so they just threw whatever they wanted in.
Yeah.
So why was the creator like, oh, yes, I'll put this in, and children will watch it?
Good question. Other one was Rocko's Modern Life, which for some reason we were sometimes allowed to watch and also not at other times.
It probably depended on if, like, mom and dad had seen one recently and saw that it wasn't too bad. So they're like, all right.
Yeah.
Recency bias. So he did bias. One
time work as like a on a sex line, so
he did on the phone.
I can also see why we would not that would not be appropriate.
Oh, but what about the Shining one?
That's my favorite. So good. That's my favorite Rocco. The heifer's just riding down the hallway on a big wheel. Big wheel. And it's like the two chameleon brothers are standing there.
Guys, I need to deviate for a moment.
Oh, jump in.
Because I can't believe Lyle didn't talk about Hey Arnold.
Yeah, like we passed over like other good. Oh my gosh. Because I wanted to also redirect to Fairly Odd Parents, too.
Okay. Ooh. Well, let's go back to Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold. Wait,
should we finish Rocco real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Is there anything else? Like, it was funny. I like Filbert.
Filbert got married.
Yeah, to the Dr. Hutchinson. Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for that guy.
Good for him. Yeah, I mean, Filbert wouldn't be the one out of all of them to... I would see getting married. Also, yeah. I loved Spunky.
Oh, me too.
Spunky was so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Spunky had, like, the little, like, the ringworm living in him, remember?
Yeah.
They would, like, show him sometimes.
Every now and then, they would go into Spunky and show the ringworm. Yes, Spunky was adorable. Okay, I think that's good for Rocco. The Shining was the best episode. Bev Bighead was hilarious.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So hey, yeah, how did I skip Hey Arnold? Because Hey Arnold might actually be the best Nick show of all time. Because like it wasn't weird like the other ones we mentioned, but it was also not like it kind of also taught life lessons, but it wasn't like preachy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
and his
had,
room was bomb.
His room was the best. It had just great characters like Grandpa. Pookie.
I love Pookie.
Pookie.
Gerald, who I just bought that hat of.
Let's all hold hands here on the subway. That might be one of the best Hey Arnold episodes where they get stuck on the subway and Grandma's like hissing at rats and
she
stuff.
She has to save them. The vacant lot.
Lockjaw
might be the best.
Turtle.
Where they
Remember the
once
turtle?
Again
Pigeon Man.
Grandma they break
turtles.
Him out.
You toss
Pigeon
your
Man.
Cookies. Oh, Pigeon Man. Which I always want Sylvester Stallone to play if they ever made a live action for some reason.
If they ever made a live action, oh, Hey Arnold, it'd be so terrifying.
Because of their heads.
Oh, man.
His head, yeah.
What other one did you... You said Hey Arnold. Oh, Fairly Odd Parents. Well, before we jump off, any more Hey Arnold? It was just so good. And then they did
Helga's
the Jungle movie.
Obsession.
Yeah, The Shrine.
I love
they
her
did
shrine.
The Jungle movie like 3 years ago. And it was fine. But it was good to finally get closure on, like, the show.
Spoiler alert, they found his parents and they were still alive.
Yep. Also, spoiler alert, Arnold and Helga got together.
Whoa.
As did Gerald and Phoebe.
Good.
Yep.
Could have predicted that.
Oh, 100%.
When Phoebe stole the Emily Dickinson poem.
Ooh.
And was, like, haunted by
haunted
the statue.
By the statue. Oh, what about Ronnie Matthews? The singer?
Oh, that might be the best one.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Where Phoebe was so excited. Phoebe.
Phoebe. He was, like, just lip-syncing.
What's up, Phoebe?
That could be the best Hey Arnold.
That might be
episode.
The best. Hey Arnold is great, though. And they had talked about after the Jungle movie, like, it coming back on Netflix as, like, a new show. And I'm like, well, I would have watched it.
What about when the school flooded? Or there was the flood and, like, they were stuck at school and then everyone went crazy?
It was like Lord of the Flies. The one where Curly, like, holes up with the dodgeballs.
Oh, yeah.
Now I just want to watch Hey Arnold.
I do too. But Kara, Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I used to love the Fairly Odd Parents when it was like, remember when it was just on Kablam?
No, it wasn't Kablam. On Kablam. It was on Oh Yeah Cartoons.
Oh Yeah Cartoons.
Yeah. Although Kablam was also really good.
Kablam was good. Oh yeah, it was on Oh Yeah Cartoons, and it was just little clips, and then they made a show. But it was so great. Funny. Like, the originals, I love Cosmo.
It's like yeah. SpongeBob, where if they had stopped it after like 4 or 5 years,
but everyone they can't just... because they want money.
Yeah, remember Money, Cub, please. You might not, but School's Out the Musical.
Don't remember that.
It was so good. It was literally like a musical episode.
And also, who was in it? Method Man and
Red Man as the Pixies. Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, the Pixies that were Ben Stein.
Yeah, they rapped, but they were originally.
Is that the
like,
Anderson?
They...
I'm anti fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Anderson and I'm anti fun. Yeah.
It was so good.
Wandissimo Magnifico, that wanted yep. Wanda.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
It was funny, and like the parents were funny, like Timmy's dad, Dinkelberg.
But that's one where, like, I feel like it got underrated. Like, it almost got forgotten.
Yeah.
Because there's all the ones from the 90s, and then there's SpongeBob. But then it's like, The Fairly Odd Parents was really good.
Yeah. Trixie Tang.
Oh, man.
Tell me I'm pretty.
It was just a good show. And then, is it still on? But it's like...
No, they finally...
Oh, did they finally cancel it?
Good. Yeah.
Because, like, I had seen previews for, like, episodes that were coming up, like, recently, and I'm like, what is this garbage? What did you do to the Fairly Odd Parents?
They had a baby, there was a dog, then they introduced another, like, kid with, like, that he had to share Cosmo and Wanda with. It just, it became a horrible, horrible thing.
That's...
What?
I'm so mad on that.
Cub, Google it. It's not good.
Not sure I want to.
What about cartoons that weren't on Nickelodeon?
I was going to say, like, we weren't really Cartoon Network people, but they did have some good shows.
What about Dexter's Lab?
Dexter's Lab was good. Wait, what were you thinking, Care?
Thinking more along the lines of Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
So here's where I burst the bubble. When it comes to the shows, Digimon was way better because stuff actually happened. There,
wow.
I said
controversy.
That Pokemon also had a food that always looked good. The little treats,
like
that
the
they
rice
gave.
Things.
Yeah.
Oh man,
like,
oh,
they did the Pokemon look good. Treats, and I'm like, I would eat that.
Yeah. Brock wanting every like nurse
everyone
joy.
Except Misty, which is weird.
That was
Why
weird.
Why didn't he ever want Misty?
Were we supposed to believe that it was Ash and Misty?
Ooh.
Ash was too young for Misty.
Controversy.
Yeah, I think you're right. I forgot that she was a gym leader.
Yeah.
Also,
she's...
how did he just get these gym leaders to become his friends?
And follow and leave their gyms in someone else's hands.
Well, Misty
Professor
had her
Oak?
Sisters. Professor Oak, who definitely wanted the mom.
Was Nurse Joy Whoa. And Officer Jenny, like, were they clones? There was
Perhaps.
One in every city, and they all looked exactly the same.
They did. But
man, Brock was a lech. He wanted everyone.
Brock was thirsty.
Brock was a thirsty boy.
But no, when it comes to shows, like, Digimon was the darker one, because, they would die sometimes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it was, like, the digital world, but then, like, you know, they would die, and their little, like, code would just disappear into the wind.
Oh,
yeah.
No, their essence.
It was good, like, that was... we should have a full, well, that'll maybe be for if I ever bring Snorkeling with Narwhals back for the fourth time. But
hey, wait, it's gone?
It's not gone, but it's not active.
Oh, hey, man.
There's a version of, I think, Pokemon the first movie. I don't know if it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's some Japanese, like, director, animator, something, like, made an updated version of it. I think it's the same exact story, but it's like not CGI,
but it's like
like, I don't know, digitally animated?
Yeah.
I don't know how you would describe it, but it's not animated. It's not a cartoon, but now I want to watch it because I think it just came out last month.
I believe it did.
And I think it's exactly the same because I saw someone, like, I wasn't prepared to see, like, Ash die in this form too, like...
Spoiler
alert. Spoiler alert. Come on. That movie
Ash
is how
Ash doesn't make it. And for, like, two
but
seconds.
But then he does. Oh, I'm going to have to watch that for sure.
I thought of something else. Another show. Oh. Also kind of... We're going back to Nickelodeon, but... I remember seeing a meme about foods you wanted to eat, like, from cartoons, and this was one of them, was the candy from Jimmy Neutron.
Ooh, which yeah. we also which, didn't even mention Jimmy Neutron.
Which, that's why was led me back to Jimmy Neutron. Great show. Cub, I don't know if you were into that. It's probably a little past your time.
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah.
Briefly.
So funny. We hated
Not
it
mad
at
about
first.
It.
Yeah,
I and I don't know why we hate. I don't know why we hated it because we never watched it.
It's hilarious, though.
It is. It's so funny. That was one that they actually ended. They could have done some more, but they ended it like on time.
Look, yeah. Ooh, caribou.
Oh, yeah.
Sheen with Ultra Lord.
It's Shame.
Yes.
Sheamus.
Shine.
That didn't sound like Shane's no. music.
Gub, did you know that we're gonna break into wrestling for a second? Did you know that Goldberg is the Universal Champion?
Ridiculous.
I did not. No.
Ridiculous.
Like, wow, I wonder why their ratings are so bad. They just bring back like 50-year-old wrestlers who can only wrestle for like 2 seconds before they die.
Ugh.
But I'm out.
I'm out.
They need to bring back Punk.
Yeah, they do.
Remember how we all loved Rocket Power, but it actually wasn't that good?
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
We like
Twister was great.
Like, we're like, no, it's my favorite show. Like, it's not really.
No, it wasn't the worst, but it definitely wasn't great. Were there any that were, like, bad? Like, actively not good? Not really. Like, I'm trying to...
Probably ones that we just were like, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah. I mean, like, the Wild Thornberries was pretty good.
I love the Wild Thornberries.
Nigel.
Their lips were weird, though. I didn't like that.
They were. The more
Nigel
I think about it, though...
Butter.
Yeah, Tim Curry was on a bunch of Nick shows, and, like, the more I look at the other stuff that he's been in his life, it's weird that he's in Nick shows.
Yeah.
Because he usually plays,
how did
like,
they get him?
Creepy, like... dark, bizarre characters.
Yeah, what about Wild Thornberries?
I love the Thornberries.
Darwin.
Nigel carried that show.
He did.
I'm Nigel Thornberry.
Look, Marianne, I'm a sloth.
I can do this with my hands.
It's a dugong.
Lord Nelson's trousers.
I just love
it was
Nigel.
Good.
What about the dolphin one?
No, that one creeps me out. Thinking about it creeps me out. Do you remember how there was a dolphin girl?
Oh, man, I don't remember that one.
So there was, it was like Debbie befriended some, like, teen, like, whatever island they were on. She was, like, a native to the island. But there was some legend of, like, a girl who turned into a dolphin and, like, would try to...
steal people to be their friend.
Oh, it's like giving me the creeps. I don't know why. What was her name? We've looked this up. But while I'm looking that up, but like Eliza,
she like, knew she was she thought she was a dolphin, and she was right.
She was right. It actually was. Oh, and she like loved like fish.
Zhao. Yeah, she would just like eat.
Zhao the dolphin girl. Yeah.
I was actually gonna say Lao. So I was close.
Here's the synopsis. Let it load.
Don't tell us that there's going to be a synopsis if there's no synopsis.
Eliza finds out that a local teenage girl named Zhao is actually a dolphin who's trying to abduct her sister Debbie into a watery world by turning her into a dolphin on the full moon so that she won't be lonely. courtesy of fandom.
Thanks, fandom.
Guys, what about fan fiction?
What?
What about the SpongeBob fan fiction?
Oh. Where he did, like, heroin?
This might be a good place to end the episode. But
no,
yes.
We gotta talk about
SpongeBob.
No, but
I mean, like, this could be the closer. So there is SpongeBob fan fiction, which fan fiction in general, not gonna knock it completely, because I'm sure there's some good stuff out there, like by people who can actually write. But a lot of what you'll find is just really creepy. Like, there was a fan fiction about SpongeBob doing heroin. Everybody's like, Gary had left him, all his friends had left him.
I tried to read it just because I found it, and it was just not.
Like,
I couldn't.
I think someone might have just been projecting.
Oh, yeah. But who's doing heroin and writing SpongeBob fanfiction? How old are you?
It was not good. But that is not the worst one.
Fred Rashid. No.
Rev up those fryers.
Rev up those fryers.
So
you don't want to know what he did to a fryer.
Essentially, he sexually assaulted deep fryers, if I remember correctly.
That is correct.
Like, how cares? Like, you don't want to know, and Gub just, like, straight up says it.
That's our personalities.
But yeah, it was not good. Rev up those fryers.
Oh man.
Some fan fiction, though. This is not SpongeBob, but there's a fan fiction mashup of Harry Potter and MASH.
Remember, found it, I was like, it was like Harry Potter met Colonel Potter, and somehow he was back in the 50s, and I don't know.
We should do a whole episode just about fan fiction.
Let's all try to find, okay. This is our homework,
yes,
to find
this will be
the worst
for next
fan
week.
Fiction
oh,
that
man.
We can find. And we'll have to share it.
So that is our assignment for next week. Find the worst fan fiction, maybe like two or three.
There's a Twilight one that I've always heard about, but I've never actually seen it. But it's like notorious.
What? 50 Shades of Grey?
Well, that. But it's called like My Immortal, I think. I've heard
angsty.
Many things online about it, so I'm going to have to try and find it.
We should try to write our own fan fiction.
Oh man.
Whatever you want. Well, Carrie, you can actually write.
Mine would be pretty out there, I think.
Cubs is just
should
like,
that be our assignment instead?
Write read a fan fiction. We should make people suggest like a movie or like a show or a book. If they read it, they have to suggest whatever we have to read.
Okay,
about.
So next week will be our fan fiction episode, whether it involves us reading other people's or like summarizing other people's or writing our own. I think that's a good topic.
I'm thinking Chuck E. Cheese, but who knows?
Like, how explicit can we get?
What?
How explicit can we get?
Nothing MA.
Oh.
I'd say PG-13.
That means you get one F-bomb gum.
How about
use it wisely.
Use it wisely.
Oh, man. Like side note, my phone is on 3%.
So. Okay, so we'll end there. So I hope you enjoyed us talking a little about our cartoons, and I really hope you guys come back next week for the fan fiction episode.
Oh, I'm really excited. Because
that's going to be amazing.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
It's going to be like a Bob's Burgers episode where they all have their own story.
I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans.